Okay.
MDS.
Can I start?
Yes, you may start. Now all our technical problems are over.
We had to get used with the delay in the communication. Okay, I see that we have been able to make things in time. I'm sorry, I didn't consider the difference in the time, so I was going to be prepared 1 hour after. Anyway, in this short presentation, I make a very short review of utilization of MDS Plus, that is, who is using MDS Plus and which components of MDS Plus. First of all, we have to make clear that not a whole MDS Plus system is used everywhere, but MDS Plus is composed of several components which may be used sometimes in isolation. So you can configure MDS Plus in having a comprehensive data, or you can use some component of MDS Plus in order to interface your proprietary system with the external world and using MDS Plus as a common way of presenting data. So what about the components? In the components we have a database management system which handles pulse files organized in a hierarchical structure, a data access layer, and a TCP/IP based protocol layer, a set of graphical tools for browsing into the tree structure and looking at the signals. And these first four components are those components which are widely used even in experiments not using MDS Plus as data acquisition system. Also the fifth component, sorry. And the last component, that is the coordinator tool for dispatching data acquisition, is used only on those experiments making comprehensive usage of MDS Plus, and as far as I know, on D3D, which don't use MDS Plus as a whole, but uses also this coordination tool during data acquisition. Which are the major users of MDS Plus? Again, I say, as far as I know, I contacted Tom Fred and asking him if he knew the exact current situation of MDS Plus users, and it is rather difficult because there are a lot of users accessing the MDS Plus web page, and sometimes they download the system and make the system running without any knowledge by us. So, regarding the measured experiments, RFX is used, of course, in RFX and CMode, where it has been developed. It is used in Lausanne, DCV, and in K-Star in Korea, and in NSTX experiment. In this case, MDS Plus is actively involved during data acquisition, so it represents the sole acquisition system and the unique format for data inside those experiments. But there are many other sites which retain their proprietary data acquisition system, but decided to adopt some component, to install some components of MDS Plus in order to achieve a common layer for data access and for integrating analysis tool. For example, they have some analysis tool coming from some other experiment which make data access using the MDS Plus API. And for this reason, it makes sense to make the proprietary data available via MDS Plus. There is a short list of users using MDS Plus in this way. This is not a comprehensive list because there are several other experiments, minor and not so minor experiments using, but what came in my mind soon was D3D. Asdex, they installed MDS IP server for getting data, FTU, Tor Supra, Jet of course, but there are, as I said before, many other minor machines using the common data layer access. In this case, again, MDS Plus is an alternative way for assessing data. And especially the remote data access layer is typically used to export data in the MDS Plus format. So the MDS Plus format is becoming a sort of de facto standard for exchanging data and experimental data and the results of computation in the Fusion community. What do we need to do to assess data via MDS Plus? To assess data via MDS Plus requires installation of some components and the development of a very thin layer of software, a sort of wrapper, which can read data using the proprietary format and then export data via the MDS Plus components. Once this process has been performed, it is available and users can use the other tools for data visualization analysis which have been used in other experiments. Just as an example, for visualization, they can use JScope to have a rough view of the waveform, but they can also use some more sophisticated tools such as View Plus, developed in D3D and based on IDL for 2D and 3D data visualization. Besides experiments, the data layer interface of MDS Plus is also used in a Fusion Grid and in one of the components in Fusion Grid, which is TRANSP, time dependent transport analysis code for tokamak experiments. And again, these represent facilities, computing facilities, which can be used through the world. And again, in this case, there is the need of a common data format. And again, the data format which turned out to be most used is the MDS Plus data format. Regarding Fusion Grid, the security of MDS Plus, which is not very sophisticated in the basic distribution, has been extended to include Globus-based security services. People may ask why most users decide to use MDS Plus format. The reason perhaps is that even if it is internally very complicated because this data format needs to support the large variety of data types users can meet when dealing with data, data which can be scalar, arrays, many different kind of data and so on. But despite the fact that the rich set of data types inside MDS Plus, you can use those data without almost no knowledge of the internal data detail. This is especially true when you use MATLAB or IDL, which are tools which in some sort hide the complexity behind the data. So users see the data as a generic array usually. And when MDS Plus is integrated with MATLAB and IDL, users can handle very complex data type without, I would say, no knowledge about that, because they are interested in the final results of the computation, which is usually the floating point arrays. So, of course, the internal developer or people developing data acquisition system in MDS Plus need to be aware of the complexity of the system. But there is a sort of shield which hides this complexity to external users. And I think that this is the reason why so many people decide to use MDS Plus. Okay, this is the first of the two brief talks, and the other one...